Many times in life we have the feeling of being overwhelmed with the things that are taking place. We often are overwhelmed because we become too busy in life. Sometimes it's because of trials or problems that come our way. And sometimes we are so overwhelmed that we basically shut down or are unable to continue, and even at times have to seek some type of medical help. With this in mind, we realize that certainly there were even those in the Bible at times who dealt with great trials and problems, even greater than our own. In the fact that they also were overwhelmed and had the same types of issues that we did in trying to continue in the will of God, at the same time dealing with these types of problems. David certainly understood these things. As king, he knew what it was to be overwhelmed by foe or by those who were against him. And in that case, he certainly addressed it in the Psalms. There, if you'll look with me in Psalm 61, hear the words of God beginning in verse 1, as the Bible says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. For the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." We learn here that David acknowledges the feeling of being overwhelmed, of having all of these trials and problems and issues in life, of those things that he had done in the past that were wrong, of the present things that were taking place, that they really had pulled him down and destroyed him in many ways and kept him from being what he needed to in the service of his God. With that in mind, I want us to look specifically at three things that he states in this text that shows us how we might be better to deal with being overwhelmed, or how we might better deal with the times in life that these trials set in. If you'll notice there, first of all, in the text, that the verse 1 tells us that God hears our cry. He begged God to hear his cry, and he pleaded with God. And what happens? Certainly, God did hear. God attended to the prayer of David, as the text says. Over in Psalm also 77 in verse 1, we see there the acknowledgement that God does hear the prayer of the righteous. Not only do we see that God hears, but another idea that is presented in our text is found there when he says, "From the ends of the earth I will cry to you." No matter where we are in life, no matter what is happening, God hears us. We certainly know that to be the case as well, because in another psalm, Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, David said, "I can't go anywhere from your presence. No matter where I go, God, you are there. You hear me. You hear my cry." The final thing that is mentioned there in the text is also clearly from Scripture and clearly according to the will of God, that God is the rock. In the next chapter, chapter 62, that is Psalm 62, David speaks of God being the rock of his salvation. You see, God does hear us when we're overwhelmed. God is there no matter where we are, when we have those feelings. And God is the rock of our salvation. And he will save us in the end.